Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 52. Hello there, bears and cubs. This is the Nard, bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast, and I'm here, podcasting in the suburbs of Houston. My co-host Excalibur cannot join me on this episode, but he probably will on the next show. He left me a voice message, and I'll play it for you guys later. Okay, what's in this episode? Something I owe a friend of mine, Keith Wright, from the Houston Area Bears. I had an interview with him some time ago, and we talked about the gay games. I'm sure some of you guys might want to go to Chicago for that. As for Wolf What a Bear, I'm featuring someone who's going to TBRU. Well, not just one, but two of them. Of course, TBRU is coming up very soon, so I'd like to talk about that a little. But before we go to that, I'd like to tell you guys what happened to me this evening. It's Wednesday night, and there's this new reality TV show called Unanimous. It's a group of nine people, all in one bunker, with a chance to win $1.5 million. The longer they wait inside, the less money they will get. So they have to vote on who should win the $1.5 million, and they should have a unanimous vote. It's kind of weird for my taste, because I personally don't usually watch reality TV. However, there are two cute bears among those nine contestants. One is a conservative bear, and one is a bearish gay activist. You might want to check it out, guys. Afterwards, I got to see South Park, where they poked fun at Chef and his being brainwashed by his club. Pretty interesting. So anyway, so that's what's been happening. Okay, so let's go on with the show. Stick around, guys. Okay, hello everyone. I have here Keith Wright from Team Houston. He's the president of Team Houston here, and he's here with me in the show.
Hello everybody.
Tell me about Team Houston.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Team Houston is a 501c3, and it does really kind of two missions. One, it promotes gay and lesbian sports groups around Houston, and also we organize the Team Houston contingent that goes to events like the Gay Games and the First World Out Games that'll happen, both of those, this summer.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have a Chicago trip. Okay. So what events are we currently going to participate in for the Games?
Oh, for the Games?
Yeah.
We're working with most of the around 20 or 25 gay and lesbian sport groups here around Houston. And we expect, well, you know, I haven't added them up, but I think softball's going to have some teams go. Volleyball's going to have some teams go. There's going to be bowling people go. A lot of billiards people, mm-hmm. I understand. I'm certainly going to Chicago. I'm a cyclist, and I'll go. And there I think a few more cyclists going. The runners and triathletes, I think, are... Most of them, I think we will have some go to Chicago, but I think many of them are going to be going to Montreal for the First World Out Games. Mm-hmm. I've got at least one guy who's going to badminton. You haven't met him yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's the other one who's interested in badminton. And okay. We've got some golfers going. And we've got some swimmers that may be going, but I haven't heard.
Okay.
Soccer.
Oh, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So, this will be in Chicago, right? When is it?
Okay. The Gay Games will be in Chicago, and it'll be July 15th through 22nd.
Okay.
And then a couple weeks later, the First World Out Games will be in Montreal, July 29th through August 5th.
Oh, so there are two of them. Okay. Why?
Two events.
There are two events. I heard that there's something going on there. Can you elaborate on that?
There was... A little bit of drama. Originally, the Gay Games were awarded to Montreal, but they, for whatever reason, and I wasn't directly involved or anything, or even indirectly involved, for whatever reason, they couldn't agree on the final contract, and they parted ways. The Gay Games were awarded to Chicago, and that's why they'll be at Chicago. And Montreal decided to go ahead and put on their own event, and it's going to be called the Out Games. Mm-hmm. And so, like many of the city teams around the nation and in the world, Team Houston has people that are interested in going to one or the other or both. I'm actually going to both.
Going to both. So what? Oh, you what the events are going to play in?
Well, like I said, for cycling, I'm going to for Chicago rather. I'm going to go as a cyclist, but I only want to drag my bicycle to one thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to learn between now and July. Learn how to rollerblade for.
rollerblade
for Montreal.
Oh, really? Okay. So it's a race. What do you do with the rollerblade? Is it rollerblading?
Yes, it's called roller racing. I think.
Roller racing.
And frankly, I don't know a whole lot about it. We actually had at least two guys go to New York in the Gay Games in New York back in 1994, and they both medaled in roller racing. Mm-hmm. And I think at least one of them, maybe both of them, are going also to Montreal this year because they offer roller racing.
Okay, wow, that's interesting. So everyone there who are interested in sports, maybe this is a good time for you guys to watch other gay people in sports. What sports Houston is going to specialize in, or do we have we have the best softball here or something like that? No, or
well, being a cyclist, I don't. I know a little bit about the softball. I think you play in the softball league, so maybe you can say a little more about the softball league.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
I know we've got some good softball players because I think we always go to the World Series, the Gay World Series.
Oh yes, yeah, we have some B division or A division people from the Montreal Softball League are going to go there. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, how many participants do we have signed up right now?
Hard to say. They haven't all signed up with Team Houston, and of course, Team Houston is the local chapter, and there's a city team that we call it, and there's other city teams around the nation, pretty much like Team Houston is. But what happens is people sign up directly with the games, and we're actually a partner with the Gay Games, a partner organization, and they indicate we've got about 80 to 100 people that have signed up from the Houston area. And we're looking to form that community and get people in touch with each other or in contact with each other, and so we'll know each other as a community when we go up to mm-hmm. Chicago in July, and just everybody will have a better time. The events themselves will actually be just an incredible life-changing experience. Can you imagine going to a city where there's 10 or 15,000 gay people, either athletes or spectators or sports widows or whatever, going there to watch and participate in the Gay Games? When you walk into those stadiums at either one of these events, you walk into that stadium and they're just roaring for you, yay, we're cheering for you as you walk in with all the parade of athletes from around the world. That's just going to be an incredible experience.
Okay, I'm not too familiar mm-hmm. myself with the Gay Games. How about straight people? Do they have let's say token straight people? Or these are all strictly gay?
No, there's no club. We embrace their diversity. All those straight people, we embrace their diversity.
Okay.
So no, in fact, a lot of family members of gay people will go there, or just friends. It is open to you. Don't have to be gay to go.
Oh, okay.
Or to participate.
Or to participate. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So I remember in softball, I think we're only allowed at most two straight people in person. Yeah.
Was it a year or 2 years ago at the Gay World Series? There was some drama around that.
Uh huh.
That was pretty. I wasn't aware, but no, for the Gay Games, I don't know if there are limits on how many, but certainly it's all about it's open to anybody. 18 or over. You have to be an adult. They don't have kids.
Yeah.
Kids events that I'm aware of.
Okay. So well, tell our audience how do people here can sign up.
Okay. Signing up for either one of the events, you'll do not through us, but you'll do just on their website.
Online registration.
Online registration through their website, and I expect we're going to have some more local events here in Houston to promote people. Come find out more about Team Houston. Find out more about gay sports groups here in here around Houston. And in fact, we've got a Gay Games representative. We're still working on it, but he may be back in town for some events at the end of March. But you can find out more about Team Houston through our website and our Yahoo group. The Yahoo group's, you know, is a little, it's very easy to keep up to date. So all our links are out on the Yahoo group, and the Yahoo group is Gay Games Team Houston. We actually named it before they split from with Montreal. But that's it, and we've also got an email address you can contact us, and it's gaygamesteamhouston@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Or we're very easy to find. You know, Google it, and you'll find it.
You'll
find us. And again, registering with the games themselves, either Gay Games or the First World Out Games in Montreal. We've got links to the, both of those websites on our website and the Yahoo group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it. We're really looking, you know, as now that we're into 2007, now that we're into 2006, yeah, and we're about 7 months away, you know, just the excitement's building, and yeah. We're looking to register, you know, more people and just really have a great time up in Chicago or Montreal.
Mm-hmm. A couple of friends of mine are planning to make a trip out of it, really. Uh-huh. You're going to go to Chicago.
Okay.
For the Gay Games.
To participate or just as a spectator?
Probably just to as a spectator, I think. But it depends.
And that's fine, too?
Yeah. It depends if the Montreal Softball League here would mm-hmm. Finish and that they have the champion. They might ask for people to sign up and stuff. So they might. They might play. That'd be good.
Yeah. And whether people go as, again, whether people go participating or go to compete or just go to spectate and have a great time, you know, certainly get in touch with Team Houston, and we're, like I said, we're building the community to go up, and we're looking for either, you know, for volunteers to go and help out, or, you know, we'll go and support each other, as you know, when I get finished with my cycling, well, I'm not just going to come on back home. I'll stay up there and watch the softball people or the bowling people or you know, certainly the swimming people if we
swimming people.
Yeah. So the other part of what Team Houston does is promote the gay and lesbian sport groups around town, and I'll give a little mention to some of the new groups that are forming. Because around here, everybody knows about the softball and the volleyball and the bowling and the billiards and the tennis, and those are just huge. And then we've got some new groups that are forming. Cheer Houston has just started up, and they've had their two or three practices now. There's a badminton group that we've just started, and it's kind of small right now, but, you know, we expect when the word gets out there, we'll get some more people.
Yeah, we'll maybe. Try. But look at me.
Don't look at you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whose idea was it?
Actually, yeah, I signed up first, but I don't know, time constraints lately, so. But I'll try to get people signed up, okay?
Yeah, there you go. And then we're on the verge of starting up a gay and lesbian, or GLBT, swimming group and a golf group. Because there's an awful lot of interest out there, but just no one's put it together. Or the groups that were there, they've gone away for, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to put those things together, because the saddest thing in the world is for, you know, 300 or 400 people to be sitting around town going, gosh, if only there was a gay X, you know, whatever sport they're interested in. And that's what we've got. In a city the size of Houston, that's what we've got.
Yeah.
300 or 400 people sitting around going, gosh, if only there were a gay golf group or a gay swimming group. Well, you know, we can do something about that.
That's right. We can have people. We can recruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, any messages to our listeners, who are especially those people who are listening to this in Houston area?
I would say definitely, if you are interested in sports and you know you're looking for a gay and lesbian sport group and you don't know where to go, come go to the Gay Games Team Houston Yahoo group, and the links are open to the public, or certainly feel free to join the Yahoo group. That's not a big deal. And you can see the 25 or so gay and lesbian sport groups that we have out there. If you don't see something that you're interested in and want to form a new group, contact us. We'll work with you.
So tell me about sponsors.
Yeah, well, we are certainly looking for businesses or individuals that want to contribute to, you know, Team Houston to help us do what we do. We haven't established dollars yet, but you know, we'll have a bronze and a silver and a gold level sponsors for when we make up our T-shirts and you know, the normal things.
All right, so thank you very much, Keith.
Oh,
and I'm glad to have you here in the show.
You bet. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm certainly glad.
Yeah. And okay, guys. So I'll get forms for you guys who are interested. I'll have it on the website, something you can click on, a PDF format, so you can print it if you like, if your guys are interested to sign up. Okay, guys? Okay, thank you, Keith.
Great, you bet. Thanks.
Well, this coming weekend, I'll be in Dallas. I'm going to be at Texas Bear Roundup 2006, the Fur University. Should be fun. Should be meeting a lot of friends, a lot of new friends who I met on LiveJournal and through Friends of Friends and chats and stuff. So, and also through the Bear Podcast. It's going to be fun. And, okay, let me tell you guys about the entertainers for this coming weekend. She Got a Mustache. Yes, yeah. He's going to be entertaining the people. He was very entertaining back in 2005. And, yeah, I just remember that those words of his or hers. What is it? My teeth are sparkling, but my booty hole is pungent. That was so funny. Okay, who else are going to be there? Bill Schaefer. Yeah, I got to meet him last year. He was playing saxophone and stuff, playing lounge music. Very cool. Also, of course, Bob Ballou of BobBallouRocks.com. He's going to be there. Should be fun. And who else? Oh, he's going to be DJing there. Is DJ Patrick G. Okay, so, yeah, there's a lot of things that is going to happen there, especially on Friday night. There's going to be a toga party. I'm going to be there, but I'll be arriving late. I'll be arriving late because I have to. Some people have to work, you know. So I'll be leaving after work and go drive all the way to Dallas and be there around probably 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock and get to see the people in toga. I'll try to take pictures there if the people from the Dallas Bears would allow me. Well, I hope they do. And there's going to be a lot of pictures taken there anyway. So, all right. So, if you guys are going there to TBRU, just drop by and say hi. Okay?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So, what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, I'm bringing you guys two bears from Malden, Massachusetts. I think they're deposited in my Frapper map in the... on the Bear Podcast Frapper map. I think they're listeners of the Bear Podcast. They're Mac Punkin Bear and Big Boss Bear. They're going to be in Dallas for TBRU. So let me see here. Let me read their profiles. Okay, first, Mac Punkin Bear. His name is Jeff. Very woofy. 31-year-old, 5'9", chubby, furry bear. Happily partnered to Big Boss Bear on the lookout for fun, frisky, sane guys for friendship, and maybe some fun. Is there anything wrong with wanting an occasional cock in your mouth? Can't wait to meet everyone at TBRU and Bear Trek. Yeah, they're going to be at Bear Trek in White Plains, New York. I don't really have a specific type. The biggest turnoffs for me are bad attitudes and rude people. Generic-looking bears who are way too into themselves are a turn-off, too. Just be yourself and be able to talk about something other than yourself. That's all I ask for. Big horror movie fan, always looking for peeps to join in on movie watching. Fun. Zombie slasher films are my favorites. Oh, goodness. You might like Shaun of the Dead, then. I currently work for a biotech company north of Boston. Say hi, I'm always up for chat. Very nice guy. And his partner is Big Boss Bear. His name is Bob. Okay, he says here, I have a partner, but we like to play together or separately. His name on here is McPunkin Bear, and we're very happy together. Check him out and give him a... Oof. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Prussian Bear is calling. Hello? Say again?
Hello?
Hello, what are you doing?
I'm fine, who is this?
It's me, the Nard. You're in the show. I'm recording the episode.
Oh, Oh, shoot. Okay, I'll let you go.
No, 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 don't go. Stay there. What's up? How are you doing?
Nothing. I gotta call you back later.
Okay. Bye. That's my friend Persian Bear. He's calling. He just caught me on the show. Anyway, okay. Anyway, back to the features on Wolf What a Bear. I better call him back. He might get pissed at me. Okay, so yeah, they're Big Boss Bear and Mac Pumpkin Bear on Bear 411, and they're very nice guys. And I remember Jeff was talking about the podcast that he suggested. So I took his advice. I was listening to this podcast called Drink Till We're Funny. Anyway, so yeah, I hope to meet them at TBRU, so it should be fun. Okay, so they're Big Boss Bear and Mac Pumpkin Bear and Bear 411. Yeah, I just got off the phone and I was just following up on Persian Bear. It was good to hear him. I haven't seen him for a while. But anyway, okay, let's go to Bear Events. Bear Events. Bears to the Coast on March 31st. It's going to be for 3 days. And yes, I'll be there also. Okay. Yeah, I've been... March and April is really just a bear-filled month for me. Yeah, it's going to be in South Padre Island. And it's going to be a small, intimate group. And it's organized by the Bears of San Antonio. And yeah, my friends are going to be there. My partner Mike and I are going to be there. And a few people from HAB. So check out the website at bearsofsanantonio.net. Another event is going to be in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Smoky Mountain Spring Bearfest 9, 2006. It's going to be on April 6th to April 9th. Okay, greetings, fellow bears. East Tennessee Bears Incorporated is proud to present our upcoming Spring Bearfest 9. We hope everyone will come and have a weekend full of food, fur, and fun. We have added some events to our Spring Bearfest event, plus a ticket to Boyd's Bear Country in Pigeon Forge. So check out the website at eastendbears.com. Okay, how about in Las Vegas? Las Vegas Smokeout, April 6th. Okay, let me see. A fun-filled, uncomplicated weekend in Las Vegas for cigar studs, pipe studs, bikers, leathermen, bears, and friends from all over the world. With lots of extra time for gambling, shopping, being a tourist, enjoying a show, attending events, or just relaxing and having a great time. Okay, so check out their website at LasVegasSmokeout.com. Palm Springs, California, Big Bash 2006 on April 7th, an event for big men and those that love them. Join us at the Cathedral City Boys Club Resort for this year's Palm Springs Big Bash 2006. Party starts Friday, April 7th through Sunday, April 8th, nestled on a private, secluded 2.5-acre playground. Ooh, interesting. You can... frolic in the nude, I guess. The CCBC has 45 rooms, most equipped with king-size bed, microwave, and refrigerator. And go to www.bigguyevents.com for more info and pictures. Okay, last event that I'm featuring, Bears, Boots, and Boxers in the Rock. Where is this? It's in Little Rock, Arkansas. I think Queer as Folky Boy comes from Little Rock. I'm not sure. But I know he's from Arkansas originally. Okay, so in honor of our rodeo brethren and maybe shameless tapping into the Brokeback Mountain craze, the Diamond State Bears wish to invite all bears, cubs, otters, and those who admire them to our next gathering, Bears, Boots, and Boxers. It's going to be April 8th, 9 p.m. until whenever. It's going to be at the Diamond State Rodeo Association's Clubhouse. Check out the website at diamondstatebears.com. Okay, how about a few shout-outs? I would like to say hello to Greg. He's a bear in Atlanta and Live Journal. He's from Atlanta, of course. He says, happy 50th show. Yeah, he posted something on the 50th show. Yeah, one of these days we should meet up. Yeah, probably if I'm in Atlanta. Also, I got a message from a fellow Houstonian podcaster, and his name is, he goes by Mikey Pod, and he's telling me about March 23rd, that's tomorrow, Thursday, there will be a podcaster meetup at Cafe Brazil on corner of Westheimer and Dunleavy at 7 p.m. Be there or be square. This was funny. Please don't make me the only homo there. Yeah, because so far there are about 15 people who's going to go there, and it looks like him and I are going to be the only gay guys who's going to be attending that podcasters meeting here in Houston. Well, it's going to be interesting. I can't seem to access the Frapper map as of now. It's kind of weird. I just emailed the Frapper webmasters and see what's going to happen to that. But anyway, so I have a voicemail for you guys. It's from Excalibur.
Greetings, listeners. This is Excalibur. Sorry I couldn't be on the episode co-hosting tonight. We had a little bit of a family emergency in the Buckingham family, so I was not able to appear on the show, but I wanted to give everybody a quick little voicemail. To everybody who is going to TBRU, I hope everybody has a great time this year. I hope the weather doesn't drown everybody. I've heard about the extreme weather that Dallas had, and hopefully that's gone and over with. So I hope everybody has an absolutely fun TBRU. As for me, I'm going to pretty much spend this weekend resting. I'm exhausted. As a matter of fact, I bought a sleeping aid that I'm going to take tonight to help me get a good night's rest. What's this sleeping aid called? Bourbon. No, I'm just kidding. No, I got me some Nightfall. So it's just been kind of a hectic day today. So, but I wanted to chime in quickly and say hi to everybody. And the next time you hear me, which will possibly be episode 53, I don't know, because I'm getting ready to go on vacation myself to go to Dallas to visit Chris, my honey. And the next time that you hear me, hopefully it won't be over the phone. We're experimenting with Skype right now, and I'm fixing some bugs that are going on with my sound card, and hopefully it'll actually sound like a professional podcast the next time that we record. So hopefully that'll be with episode 53. So quick plug again, I wanted to plug Bear Wash. Go to www.bearwash.com. This is shampoo and conditioner made specifically for beards, but you can use it for your regular hair as well. This stuff works. I've been using it for over a month now. The conditioner lasts for a long time, too. You really don't need that much. It's ultra-concentrated. This stuff really works. Check them out. It's worth the money, everybody. So, all right, everybody, have a great weekend. Quick recommendation, go out and see V for Vendetta if you have not yet. It's a revolutionary film. It makes up for the Wachowski Brothers disaster that was The Matrix Reloaded, The Matrix Revolutions, and just go in there with an open mind. That's all I have to say. The critics out there are kind of confused as to what the whole purpose and the message of the movie is, which is that we need to really watch our government because they are taking our freedoms away. So this movie is a great allegory of the Patriot Act. So definitely check out Viva Vendetta. It's an excellent film. All right, this is Excalibur signing off.
All right, thank you, Excalibur. And too bad he wasn't able to join me tonight. But it's okay. He'll be back on the next show probably. Okay, this is going to be a short show for you guys. I'm just so excited about TBRU. So, yeah, we're just keeping it simple. Oh, by the way, before this podcast is the IBR Part 4 video blog that I sent out. It's it showed some videos when we were at the dim sum, and also some videos of Excalibur doing his interview with Ken Slater of Cyberbear. So check that out. Also, If you guys haven't seen the Secret Louis webpage with the with the nasty video, you can look at episode 50. If you listen to episode 50, the access code is there, so you could get to the you can reach the Louis secret page. All right, so I guess that's it. Thank you very much for listening. And okay, so you can send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And if you leave a voice message, I should be able to play that in the show. And also, the official website is www.bearpodcast.com. All right, next stop for me, it's going to be TBRU, and we'll be back next week. Many whoops and many hugs.